Is it possible that Jamaica's Chief Justice Brian Sykes has found a formula that Barbados could use to clear up the backlog of cases in the justice system? In an address to the nation, he has promised that the country will see significant movement in this area in the next 6 years, adding that several courts are already disposing of cases faster than new ones are entering the judicial system.
The consequence of hearing and a trial date certainty is that cases are disposed of within stated time standards. In Jamaica, this means disposing of cases within 24 months of entry into the courts. In some divisions of the Supreme Court, the Gun Court, and the Parish Courts, the statistics show that more than 100 cases are being disposed of for every 100 cases filed. For the first time last year, seven parish courts had a clearance rate of over 100%. This has set the platform for us to clear the current backlog within 6 years.
But he also reiterated the commitment to make Jamaica's judicial system the best in the region in 3 years and one of the best in the world in 6 years. He said all outstanding judgments in the judicial system will be delivered by the end of this year.
Chief Justice Sykes added that as of next year, judgments will be handed down within 3 months of the matter being completed. He says that this will be increased to 6 months in extreme cases.
As of 2020, a judgment should be delivered within 90 days, and in exceptional cases, 180 days following completion of the case. Courts will start on time, and the trial time productively utilized. All stakeholders, judges, court staff, witnesses, jurors, attorneys at law, police officers, and others, despite the many challenges they face, must resolve to come to court to assist in the administration of justice.
President of the Jamaica Bar Association, Emil Liba, outlined some of the obstacles in the way of achieving the goals set by the Chief Justice.
This is something I've been in dialogue with the Chief Justice, both the former and present, as well as members of the judiciary for years. One of the perennial complaints that was always made by the judges is that there's no built-in time for them to write judgment. So they'll finish a case on Friday, and then on Monday they'll be hearing a new case. So what that would mean is that they would have the time to review the evidence from the previous case before they had to start reading the papers for the new case. And so they're not in a position to deliver judgment anytime soon. So one of the initiatives I know this Chief Justice is putting forward is giving the judges time between the ending of one matter and the commencement of another, so they can review the evidence while it is fresh in their mind, because it is very difficult after you have not seen papers for an extended period of time to review and perhaps remember everything that was said and so on.
And Queen's Counsel Hugh Small, who also served as a judge in the Bahamas, welcomed the Chief Justice's initiatives, though he recognized that it is a very difficult task.
If you are to effectively perform your judicial task, first of all, you have to have good court reporters. And then you need to have court reporters at every level of the court system in Jamaica, not just simply in the Supreme Court and the criminal courts, but in all civil courts, in the Supreme Court, at all parish courts, and those court reporters need to have the IT support so that the production of the transcripts and other records of the court can be done on a very timely basis that allows the judge to begin to write his judgment as soon as the case has finished. And indeed, the judge ought to be able to start setting out the issues in the case even before she or he gets the full transcript. And that's something that needs urgent attention. And I hope that the executive, the legislature, will provide the kind of resources to ensure that judges have court reporters. And it is necessary also for judges to have their own clerks. because these are the source of support that I had in the Bahamas, and I set an even higher standard than that which is now being set, in that my standard was that I delivered every judgment within 3 weeks of hearing the case.
Jamaican Queen's Counsel Hugh Small on efforts to clear up the backlog of cases in that country's judicial system. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.